Good Friday morning, beloved. My goodness, the end of the week is upon us already. Today, we are in Mark chapter 9, beginning at verse 30. Here, we find out when the disciples, they began to argue amongst themselves as to who is going to be the greatest. And Jesus teaches that one must be the servant of all. He uses the example of a child to counter the disciples' quest for power. The hand, foot, and eye represent agents of temptation, and Jesus issues some hard sayings to emphasize the cost of losing faith. And all this week, God's guiding word for us has been discipleship. Something tells me this is going to be a hard lesson for us this morning. So let's get started. Mark chapter 9, beginning at verse 30. Jesus and his disciples left that place and they went through Galilee. Jesus did not want anyone to know where he was because he was teaching his disciples. He said the Son of Man will be handed over to those who will kill him. 3 days later, however, he will rise to life. But they did not understand what his teaching meant, as they were afraid to ask him. They came to Capernaum, and after going indoors, Jesus asked his disciples, "What were you arguing about on the road?" But they would not answer him, because on the road they had been arguing among themselves about who was the greatest. Jesus sat down, and he called the 12 disciples, and he said to them, "Whoever wants to be first must place himself last of all, and be the servant of all." Then he took a child and had him stand in front of them. He put his arms around him and said to them, Whoever welcomes in my name one of these children welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me welcomes not only me, but also the one who sent me. John said to him, "Teacher, we saw a man who was driving out demons in your name, and we told him to stop because he doesn't belong to our group." "Don't try to stop him," Jesus told them, "because no one who performs a miracle in my name will be able soon afterward to say evil things about me. For whoever is not against us is for us. I assure you that anyone who gives you a drink of water because you belong to me will certainly receive a reward. If anyone should cause one of these little ones to lose faith in me, it would be better for that person to have a large millstone tied about the neck and be thrown into the sea. So if your hand makes you lose your faith, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life without a hand than to keep both hands and go off to hell, to the fire that never goes out. And if your foot makes you lose your faith, then cut it off. It is better for you to enter life without a foot than to keep both feet and be thrown into hell. And if your eye makes you lose your faith, take it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with only one eye than to keep both eyes and be thrown into hell. There the worms that eat them never die, and the fire that burns them is never put out. Everyone will be purified by fire, as a sacrifice is purified by salt. Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can you make it salty again? Have the salt of friendship amongst yourself and live in peace with one another." And today's key verse is Mark chapter 9, verse 35, where Jesus said, "Whoever wants to be first must place himself last of all and be the servant of all." You know, it's so interesting, beloved, that Jesus has just been teaching his disciples that he's going to die, and they had such a terrible time in accepting this, but then they turn right around and they start having this petty little argument about who's the greatest in the kingdom. And Jesus teaches a very difficult lesson, because in God's kingdom, it's not the strongest, it's not the one with the biggest muscles or the most college degrees who's the greatest. It's the one who invests his life in being the servant to others. And there's quite the lesson there for all of us, isn't it? Let's pray. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for welcoming me for who I am. You see deep into my heart, and I pray that you grant me a servant's heart and teach me to welcome others in your name as you have welcomed me. Amen. Well, that brings our time together this week to an end, beloved. Join me on Monday. We'll be in Mark chapter 10, where Jesus blesses little children and encounters a rich man who asks him how to receive eternal life. Of course, Sunday morning is going to come around before then, and I look forward to seeing each one of you in God's house. Now, if you can't make it in person, please don't forget that we're broadcasting live over Facebook and Zoom. So I hope to see all of you there. Until next time, beloved, may God's richest blessings abide on you and your house.